Blog Talk Radio.
He said, lay your head.
almost feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Praise the Lord. Do it for me right now. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do it for me. How many of us have had to ask the Lord, do it for me? Right now. If we are sincere, with God, he'll do it. And if it is in God's time, and he'll do it. Yes, sir. Even Solomon would tell us, going not the man that's down today, but sure with him his sorrow.
Yeah.
You know where you could be down tomorrow, but if you are down and humbly before God, he'll do it for you. He'll lift you up. Hallelujah. Do it for me right now. So is our lesson today. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we have Jesus still speaking with and trying to teach those that are yet trying to entrap him.
Come on, man.
And it is so wonderful how God even allows that to transfer unto his children, those that are called the children of God. We're so yet still trying to show a dying world that he yet lived. Sometimes when the trials and tribulations, we have to cry out unto him, do it for me right now. Make this little heart a little tender, more tender than I'm trying to reach. Clear the pathway for me, and it'd be a little easier for me to get these stony hearts to break up, that they may receive a word from you. Do it for me. Hallelujah, right now. We're so thankful to God. As we get into the lesson, let us go in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the only wise God. Oh, we're so happy and honored to call you Father. Thank you for this day that we looked upon, Father God. We laid down hoping and expecting in our faith to see this day, but only you, God, made it a reality. We said thank you. Oh, Father God, and we love you. Thank you for yet another opportunity that you have enriched us with, that we may come together and reason in thy word, Father God, that we may, allow our spiritual man to be fed and eat. Father God, we ask you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit. Bless us to focus on you, Father God, as we carefully go in your word, Father God. Oh, Father, bless us, Father God, with what you have for us, Father God. Oh, hide us behind the cross, Father God, and we ask that you bless us as we lift you up, Father God. We realize that if you be lifted up, you'll draw, Father God. Bless us to get out of sales, but get into your spirit, Father. We want to tell you that we love you, and we thank you. We thank you for the gathering. Thank you for those hearts that have turned aside, Father God, to just want to praise you, just want to love on you, just to want to be made better for you. Oh, Father God, just to come and look into your holy writ and see what you have for us this day. Thank you, Father God. In other words, we ask that you give us this day our daily bread, Father God. And we say thank you in advance. We say thank you, Father God. In advance, we claim it victory in advance in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your fresh anointing. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it for me midst right now. Imagine even in this parable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in this parable, as Jesus yet was still speaking with these if I would say these even church people. Jesus, as he was carefully speaking to them in parable, not as a fable, but in something that they could understand, earthly truth with a heavenly meaning. Yes, Lord, trying to speak unto them in a way that they would understand and to get out of being carnal, but be thinking of the world after. Hallelujah, our real home. As we carefully get into Luke, the 16th chapter, starting with the 19th verse. It read that there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. A rich man, he had wealth, and so he was clothed in purple, clothed in royalty, riches, and the finest of the linen, and this word here says fared in the way they perform. You know, rich people used to have extravagant cooks, and they don't just cook enough for the there's plenty to eat. You know, it's large, extravagant, and then they have servants that serve it to them. You know, so he had, to put this in the margin, he had enough to share. He had enough to share, you know, sumptuously every day, large amount, extravagant, expensive, every day. You know, usually we save that day for Sunday, but some people is extravagant every day. You know, just yep. more than just for themselves, but they have plenty to share. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, if you will, full of torment. You know, spiritually, full of infirmities, full of things that would harm the body. You know, if you don't take care of a sore that you're having, and if it mess around and get infected, it's even worse than what it began. You know, and if you don't have the proper medicine or ointment to put upon that thing, it even begins to get more worse for you. And it came to pass that the beggar died, you know, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Well, as we go back up, the rich man, as he was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, this represents spiritual things are represented here in the description of that different state of good and bad. This world and the world to come, that the rich man has a state. You know, we're not sure how he got his estate, or was it by fraud, or was it by obsession or inheritance. But Christ shows us that a man have a great deal of wealth and pleasure of this world. Of this world. Hear me real good. He's well equipped to do something with what God had given him, that he may give to others. But here before him was a rich man that laid at his, a beggar that laid at the rich man's gate. And I'm not sure if he sent the dogs to go do harm to him, but even the dogs had compassion on him. And instead of attacking him, they licked his sores. They had compassion that even God's love went into their heart. That if they went upon him to do evil, yet they did not, but they tried to have compassion upon him. And that should have sent word to the rich man's mind that even if an animal could have a passion on a human, what should I be doing for him? How can I be so comfortable in my own estate and not look at someone that's right before my gate, right there that I can help him? And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Rich man also died and was buried. Just right there. what God will do for you, even after you suffer, hear me real good. What God will do for you, even if you yet cling to him, what he will do for you. And I hear you, Reb, saying a lot of things you won't understand until you get up out of here. A lot of rewards you won't see until you get up out of here. But this old world is our test, that we may at the end have this testimony that I hoped, I leaned, I trusted, and I depended upon him until the day I die. You know, until not only depended on him when I got all the yes answers that I wanted from him, but I even depended and hoped and trusted in him even when I had to hear no, even when I had to hear wait. You know, even I didn't act like a spoiled child and just run out and get throw my hands up and be disgusted or act like I just didn't know how I was going to make it. But even in the dark days, I leaned and I learned how to lean. I learned how to depend. I learned how to don't worry about tomorrow, but this day my daily bread, Lord, help me wherever what I need, because if I start worrying too much about tomorrow, I'm going to miss what the Lord has for me today. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Don't worry about tomorrow, because God is already there. It came to pass for this beggar. That when he died, look how God cared about him. When he died, angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man also died. But he didn't go. Angels, even though he was royalty, had money, but he did not have the representation that the beggar had. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He went in the ground.
Hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother. Every time I think about that transition we're gonna have, you know, that we're gonna leave this old body, right? And
come on,
the
now.
Transition that we're gonna have, if you in the Lamb of Book of Life, that you won't taste hell, you know, because there's a transition there that you, how you live before you leave this earth. I like this part, bro.
There you go.
Graduate when I say this. That's why we
need good?
To know him now. We need to know him now.
Yes, sir.
Not when we get informed. Just like you said, we need to know the Lord now. That means we need to believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
We should just believe on him when we see his face. We should believe on him right now, even when time
right
is
now.
Tough. But it was tough for him because he's at this gate now. At this gate, this had to be a mansion. It wasn't no little gate, you know. It had to be a mansion. Him sitting out there.
Yes, sir.
And what just the crumbs off the master's table, you know. And you said it right.
Mm-hmm.
He had his reward. right now. He's having it. Go ahead. I'm going to keep on going. Let me get out of the way. But I want you to hear one thing. That's a transition there. He got it excluded. And the rich man got put in the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Somebody put it in the ground.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yes, sir. And thank you for that, because it brought back to remembrance to me about verse 21. He desired to be fed with the crumbs. You know, when you are humble, all you just want the necessities of this world to survive. When you are humble, you know, you are satisfied with what God allowed unto you. And when you are satisfied with what he allowed unto you, he'll give you more than just, hallelujah. He only desired to be fed the crumbs. He didn't ask for an extravagant meal, but just give me the crumbs that fell from the table. Then it may just quench my hunger a little bit, and I can carry on. But God did so much more when you just ask for a little. God do so much more when you're not greedy. God do so much more for you. He desired to be fed the crumbs. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you desire to serve God, God will elevate you. Look at this elevation, this transition. Oh, they didn't have this testimony. Angels for pallbearers.
That's it.
Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. A desire to be fed with the crumbs, which yet all is from the rich man's table. You know, treated. Lord, if you, I'll allow to be treated like a dog, but just feed me.
Come on now.
You know. When you humble yourself in that kind of way, you know, then God can entrust you with something that you may be kind to someone else. That you can open your heart up to someone else, and you're so quickly to even check yourself because you'll be humble, not to make excuses for being ungodly. Hallelujah. But you desire just, Lord, just give me a little bit that I can make it. Not that I will be rich and boast and look down upon those that don't have, but Lord, you just do it this little bit for me right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Moreover, the dogs came and licked. It's so awesome, you know. Moreover, God allowed animal that doesn't have a human nature, a beast, that they heart would be have compassion upon, which the one that should have had compassion, having a human spirit, but he was the one that was acting like an animal. It came to pass, and that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And here is his reward again, and in hell. He lifted up his eyes, being tormented, seeing Abraham afar off. And seeing him afar off, see when you distant yourself, thank you, Jesus, when you distant yourself in this life from God, he'll make sure you are so distant in the next life. When you distant yourself right now, don't think it's going to be a coming together afterwards. But you have separated yourself now when you should have been getting as close as you can, not making excuses for sin or not trying to steady go in your own way, but learn God's way. You know, since you know the scriptures, those that know the scriptures, follow the scriptures, do better. When you know to do better, do better. And when you have good that you may bless and be a blessing, then be a blessing. That's what, to receive all the glory. Well, I did this and that for you. No, but God did it for you. And he just used me as a vessel that I'm so honored that he would entrust it to me, that I would be right by it, that I would do right by it. The rich man had riches that he may do right by this beggar in the name of Jesus. He had his chance to do right.
Okay.
How many of us, we have our chance right now to do right?
Yeah.
God have allotted wisdom unto us to do right, but what are we doing with the wisdom, even godly wisdom, even knowing scriptures, but it's fixing the thing, even when he chastised, but we're trying to so change the scripture that it may fit our lifestyle.
Yeah.
But take it for just what it's written for, and just repent unto God. Oh, and he'll so work it out for you. But see, if you do otherwise, then you're separating yourself as so this rich man separated himself. Thank you, Jesus. How do I know he separated himself? Because he had someone at his gate begging for crumbs, and he had plenty to share. Plenty. The scriptures tells us back in verse 19, he was fed sumptuously every day, clothed in purple, mean royalty, you know, and fine linen. You know, he had all this. So giving him, making sure that beggar was taken care of was no problem at all. But he denied to do so. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now he want to recognize Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Yes, sir.
You know, he want to recognize now. You know,
yeah.
but you had a chance to recognize. You know, you how is it that you know now and you didn't know before? And he cried and said, Father Abraham, that's what he said, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my. Now you want to be humble. Now you want to be as though the beggar was. Now, you know, you want to trade places, in other words, you know. You are so tormented as Lazarus was tormented by his sores that you could have cared for him. You could have made sure he was comfortable, but you're seeing him laying there. but you did not sow a seed of help to him. You know, you did not. And when he was tormented, what help did you render unto him? Because 19 told us you had plenty, even enough to share. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rich in money, you know. Rich in money, but so poor in caring for others. Rich in money, but did have compassion on someone laying. Can you imagine if you were laying someone, you had to see him when you left your house or when you came to your house. You had to have seen him. Did you turn and look the other way? You know, did you go all around? Did you go in through the back just so you didn't have to look upon him? You know, you had to have seen him. But now you want to cry and say, Father Abraham, have mercy on me Even I didn't have mercy, but have mercy on me, said Lazarus, that he made. Look how this thing so designed that, you know, you don't want a cup of water, but now you want a tip that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my parched tongue. And all he asked was little crumbs from your table. But now you asking for a tip of water to cool your tongue. Well, I am tormented in this flame. But I had a chance to render unto someone. Now I wanted this mercy rendered unto me. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented.
Come on now.
See, you had a chance to comfort him, that you would be comfortable now.
Come on now.
You know, you had a chance to be good to him, so you could be receiving goodness now in the name of Jesus. And for this, and besides, even if I had a chance to have mercy upon you now, besides, because of the way you have lived your life, and besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you could not. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I can't get to you now, and you can't get to me now, because of the choices that you made. You so fixed it this way, because you have hardened your heart. You allow this gulf to separate us.
Oh no!
even before now, you know, when we live this life, if we living it not in the way God so designed us to, we are allowing a gulf to be fixed, and after a while, we won't be able to get to him. Neither will he come to us. You know, Lord, I did this, and Lord, I did this. He said, depart from me.
You
workers of iniquity. I never knew you, because if I knew you, if you was a child of mine, you would have been trying to walk like I walk. You'd have been considering your ways, you know, and you would repent of your ways.
Yes, sir.
So I wouldn't have to put you in this place in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Lord, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers.
Yes,
that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Well, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. If you're going to hear, why God have to always do something so extravagant for us that we may hear him? Why not just waking up in the morning, realizing who God is? God, that is enough. I thank you.
See, when
you can start having the mindset, don't look so extravagant from God. he thinking, well, maybe they'll hear somebody coming back from the dead. No, they have what they need. You know, they have what they need already before them, but they with their ways, they are fixating this gulf between them that separates them from me. So how is it that someone coming back will they hear? But they have whom they need to be listened to right now. Why should you look for another when God is all you need right there before you, but you're looking for something else? You're looking for something else. How I'm looking for something else, because I'm still living in my own way. I'm still doing my own thing. I'm looking for something else. When God is right here before you, this ain't the first time you've heard it, that God is right there before you. Why would the song be played? Do it for me, Lord, right now. Oh, Holy Spirit. If you be honest with yourself, you know, you don't have to be, you can be intimate with God. Oh, hallelujah. Just within yourself, just meditate on God. Lord, whatever is not pleasing in thy sight, oh Lord. you can allow that guff to be repaired right now. He can be a bridge over that guff that you're creating between yourself and him. God is so fixed this thing for you right now. But he wants you to choose. He don't want you to you to be a robot. He wants, with your free will, choose him. You have had, Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them choose him.
Yes.
And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. If they're going to repent, they're going to do it right now. Why am I looking for something else? If I know to repent, if I hear right now, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What else I need to hear? What else do I need to hear? Why should I let in my mind start thinking of, I need to do this and I need to do that. Excuses unto God, you're playing with your soul's salvation. I can fix it right now. I don't have to put this off until tomorrow. But if I pull off, if I pull off worldly things for God, God will enrich me so. Some want to be rich. Oh, you can be rich in God. You know, and that's the best riches that would not fade away for this money that the rich man had. It could not help him, though he had a chance that he could provide for others. The sins of the rich man was providing for himself only. But he had a godly man before him that he did not. He could have easily helped him. In the depth of his adversities and distress, he could have easily helped him. Is often lot the sum of the desire, the dearest saints of God and servants to be greatly affected in this world. Don't worry about it if it's trouble for you now. You're going to shout after a while. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it if it looks tough right now. You are creating for the hereafter. So the world and those that are lovers of the world and going after the world, if you go after it too much, watch out now. Because you are creating a gulf that's going to be fixed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I don't care how much money you have, won't be able to do anything about it. But this is a spiritual decision that I need to make, that I need to get right. The wicked rich man at death. he lifted up his eyes. He was tormented and wasn't profitable for him. Can you do something about that? The gulf that you have created.
My God.
Can you do something about that separation that you have created? I heard you say, oftentimes, Pastor, that we have more time what? Behind us.
Yeah, behind.
And we get And if God, has allowed you still to be here, while our forefathers Brothers used to say, why the blood still running warm in your veins? Why do I need to be playing around? I'm holy one day, I'm lukewarm the other day, and then the other day I'm just so careless that I may gain the opinion or the popularity of some. But is this, I'm creating a guff. And what if somebody is saying, well, let me go back and tell so-and-so. And the Lord's telling me, well, they have Reverend Brian or some Brother Eric or some Pastor Brian, and they have Reverend Henry or they have others that are trying to tell them, let them hear them.
My God.
Because they're trying to walk like I want them to walk. Let them hear them. Hear them. Hear them. Hear them. And said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. Persuaded. The one that rose from the dead. What is preaching? Divine persuasion. We're trying and we're hoping and pleading, you know, come on over on this. You talking about a good time. Well, I have so much fun all doing such and such. That fun is going to roll out and it's going to run out, and that folly is going to turn into something else if you don't watch it. Too much of what you think a good thing is going to hurt you later on.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into something disruptive. You know, but if you hold and cling on to God, he'll show you how to have some good fun that it won't cost you later. Oh, in the name of Jesus. we allow our bodies to be lent unto iniquity, but it's going to hurt us later on. You're having fun right now, but remember, in your fun, you are allowing a guff to be, so fixed. And after a while, you ain't going to be able to come to him. But come to him now. Now that you have been brought into the light, do something about it. Take it within your heart. And, let it burn. Let it burn within. How do I do that? If I believe, let it die. If I believe, that it rose. You shall be saved. but don't even stop there. Believe enough to do what it say. Well, Lord, let me see. Lord, what is it that you want for my life? He'll let you know. He won't withhold things for you. Because if you desire
yes,
his
Lord.
Will, he'll work it out for you. See, because we don't know what holds tomorrow. This could be our last chance. Or this could be the last time that God allow us to come to you in this matter.
All right.
You know, for some, you don't know what beholds you, you know. But to get with the one that knows tomorrow, grab hold to God's hand, unchanging hand, build your hope on things eternal and hold him. Walk with him sometimes, talk with him sometimes, get in his holy word and read it. Let it give you strength and help you along the way. Yeah, we can pray for you, but it's better when you pray for yourself. Because we only know what you tell us. But God that knows all, even what you don't tell us, God knows it. So talk to him for yourself. hey, we'll hold your hand because we have compassionate for you. Because someone had compassionate on us, and it helps us to be compassionate for someone else. What is that compassion? That love, agape love of God, that we may strengthen you, that we may walk with you, that we may be transparent to let you see, God had to do it for us. When we asked him one day, Lord, do it for me. Lord, yes, I know yes. you're able to. Don't trust in yourself, but trust in me. God wants you to trust him above your fears. Lean hope and depend on him because he's able. He knows the way. You know, why would you get in a car with somebody and they don't even know where they're going? Now you're both lost. But get with the one that knows the way. If you see the light, if Reverend Brian, get with him. Because he's going to be following Christ. He's going to be following Christ. Don't fight him, but get with him. And watch how God so works that thing out. Don't be envious, but be loving. Be kind. And watch what God will do. It is no secret what God can do. If he did it for my brother, he'll do it for me. You know, if he did it for my sister, he'll do it for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm so thankful to God how he blessed us to come together and reason in the word. And I'm so glad how as one teaches, another one prays. Hallelujah. And it allows a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, get into this and help us so divide the word of truth. Many times we've read this parable where Jesus was speaking to them. How many times have God allowed different ones to come speak to you? These are warnings. God sends his children to talk to his children. they may be preacher, pastor, bishop, associate, minister, ambassador, Sunday school teacher, or just a friend in Jesus. But they're coming because God has sent them. Hear me real good. Man, why he always got to be talking to me about something? Because God just sent him to you.
My God.
Don't harden your heart. Why he such and such? Because God has so designed it this way. Oh, I don't know why I'm here. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Don't turn him away, but get with him. Don't despise him. Oh, but try to walk with him. Don't be as a wolf in sheep clothing. But get out in the light so God can see. Though he see in the darkness, but you see yourself when you step into the light. And so God can work that thing out. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So he can work that thing out, and God can be the one that's going to be glorified in it. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so happy that I made the choice that I asked him for to do it for me. Whatever I need, do it for me. Thank you, Jesus. As they used to say, you can take that to the bank. You can stand on that. Because when you ask of God, sincerely ask him, thank you, Jesus. He would not withhold. If we been evil, Hebrews tell us, know how to give good gifts. We been evil, let every man be a liar. But if we been evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will our Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, give unto us when we ask and what we mostly need after we are saved, after we have the plan of salvation? Ask them for the Holy Spirit, that he may lead me, that he may guide me along the way. See, because when you truly have the Holy Spirit, you're going to be desires to walk right. When you truly have the Holy Spirit, you're going to be a desire to talk right, and a counsel will be set up within you when you do wrong. Oh, Lord, forgive me. You're going to quickly repent. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, Lord, let me fix this, you know. somebody tell us don't let the day pass. You know, don't let the sun go down on wrath, because you're creating this gulf. This you are fixing it your own self. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm so glad right now we're in mercy. I'm so glad right now we're in grace. So since we're in that, be careful how we walk. Be careful how we talk. Be careful how we love. Be careful how we listen to God. Because once you have known this and been brought into the knowledge of it, you have a responsibility to do something about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We pray that we never abuse this grace and mercy that you allow it unto us, Father God. But
yes, Lord.
But thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for giving us that falleth from the master table. Thank you for blessing our hearts that we are thankful for little. When we are thankful for what we call little, what some call little, it would be much if we return it back unto you. We place it in the master hand. Oh, Father God, so thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you for continuing to let your Holy Spirit manifest on God's plan. And what is God's plan? The plan of salvation.
Hello.
God's plan. His plan for us, not to only know the scriptures, but you'll know them better if you do them.
Amen.
You know, it's a difference between know of somebody and then knowing them. See, when you know God, you know what he's not pleased with. When you know God, you love him, but you fear him. You know, you fear him. And then you're so overwhelmed when he blesses you, because you know he know all about you. And this brings you into humbleness, humility, because you know it's not one no good thing. And watch this, Reverend Brian. Yeah, you taught me this. One no,
God,
one nothing. You did so great. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care that you live your best. Put on your best dress apparel. But ain't none you did so great. But it's by his mercy and his grace. Even last night, we laid down in the image of a dead man.
Yes.
Of a dead man. But he so dispatched his angel that touched you and allowed you to look upon this day that you've never seen before. That's a blessing within itself. Another day that I can be a little bit more better for God. God, I tried to be the best that I could, but you have given me another day that I can be even better, even something I may have missed on yesterday. You gave me another day that I may have fixed, even if I laid down in wrath or anger, but you allowing me another day that I may make peace about it, go to my brother and make peace, and then come to you and and make it all right. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say, brother, I love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you were saying that, when you stopped there, I'm just kind of hard-headed sometimes. I was kind of going a little ahead and reading a little something. And this, the next chapter, man, is it was four things stuck out in this next chapter. And it was four laws, right? Because you had transitional stuff when you were talking. Now it says, one of them said there's four laws, right? Leading others to sin brings judgment. Leading others to sin brings judgment. Forgiving others is essential. Others is essential. To having faith is essential, and one of the most powerful forces in the world. Having faith is essential. It's the most powerful force in the world. Obeying God in his duty and not to serve. obeying God is a duty, not the sin. Watch this here, brother. And when I was reading, you know, when I was looking at it, and we might want to tap in that because it's about forgiveness, man.
Praise
it's about
God.
Forgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, yes, about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at and what the brother was saying, what he was saying, he wanted some forgiveness. He wanted some help, you know, while he was in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of preached this a long time ago. And I text that thing, there's no rescue in hell. There's no rescue in hell.
Yes,
you know, once you're there, you know, them, if you mind, can I read this little
yes, sir, come on.
Because I think it's called, you know, we named the thing a little while back, the Christian Disciple in Four Laws.
Mm-hmm.
You hear
all right.
The Christian Disciple in Four Laws. Then said unto the disciple, it's impossible that the offense will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It would be better for him that a milestone would hang about his neck and cast him into the sea than that he would offend one of these little ones. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Take heed of yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him not. Now, this is the thing we got a problem with, Reverend. You know, because that brother wanted some help while he was in hell. But look what he said. If he repent, forgive them. I think Christians forgot about that. A lot of Christians don't look at the other folks' sin. Well, I didn't do what he did. But the book says just then, take heed of yourself. If thy brother transgress against thee, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Rebuke him. Look what he said now. And if he repent, forgive him. So I can go to him, right, and tell that brother, man, you did me wrong. And that brother said, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. I know I messed up, brother. But can you forgive me? The book said we supposed to what? Forgive him.
Forgive?
Is that in the book,
brother?
Yeah. And if he trespassed against if he watch this here, because this is going to get kind of hard. If he trespassed against me 7 times in a day, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 times in a day turned to again and to thee. Look what he said. I repent. Look what he said.
Thank
thou shalt forgive him. Now, this is talking to a Christian. He's not talking to somebody outside the church. Somebody outside the church will say, man, did you know what he did? You know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about this, he did that, and he did that, man. He stole my money. Man, how am I going to forgive him? If you say you walk with Christ, you have to. If you hear any believer say, "Well, I forgive you, man, but I just can't forgive though. You ain't forgave them.
Yeah.
That's just you just said something out of your mind. Because the book just says, be back and take heed of yourself. Watch this now.
Yes, sir.
If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. That's what you do. You went to him and you asked him about it. You can rebuke him. But if that brother or that sister said, Reverend him, you did me wrong, man. And then you said, man, what I do, man? Then you said, man, forgive me, man. You got to receive it. Then he said, 7 times in the 7 and 8. If you said they count that many times for giving, something wrong anyway. When you gave me 7 times, you know something wrong with it. And then we Bible readers, we Bible thumpers, and we children of God. I'm gonna pick side. I'm in between. No, you can't, man. So look what he said. The apostle also said unto the Lord, increase thy faith. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Look what
the
apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a, a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root. And look at it, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Help the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this here. But which of you, having a servant plowing in the field and cattle, and we say unto him by when he is come, in the field and go and sit down to meet. And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I am made supper, and gird thyself a servant with me till I have eaten and drinking after thou shalt eat and drink. Watch this, Reverend. And do he think that the servant, because he did things that which was commanded, or trough not? Watch this here. So likewise, ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded, you say, look what he said, right? We are unprofitable servants. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have done that which is our duty to do. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A believer is to serve and obey of God's commandments. And you have to do it. That's what River was talking about a while ago. And the believer is to be humble in his service for the Lord. So how can you? The apostles asked God to give them faith, increase their faith. Mm-hmm. So they need to believe in this here. Because somebody did them wrong, brother. Somebody did them wrong. Somebody hurt them. Mm-hmm. And he just told them he got to forgive them. And they asked him for strength. So I'm telling you, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just gave you that. We just rushed through there. But I want to tell you, we got to watch who we get eating off the table from. You know what I'm talking about? Because some people take scripture and make them fit themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to tell you today, if you are a believer and you have a problem with something, do like the apostle did. Lord, increase our faith. If you got a problem, you can't forgive nobody. If you got a problem, you don't want to help nobody, ask God for strength. Mm-hmm. Don't try to go to nobody else because the resources are God. Go to him. Go to his son and ask him for strength. That's why he gave me that prayer about the mustard seed. That's what he told him. He said, if you had this mustard seed, faith, you'll tell that sycamore tree to get up and move. It will move. Somebody said, well, you're talking crazy now. Let me tell you, that's a strong spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's some strong spirit that some people you look at and you talk to them every day. It takes Lord, takes God for you to either interact with them. Because if you try to do it in a normal, brother, you'd be doing just like them, cussing them out, fighting them, and everything. You know what I'm talking about? And that I'm going to tell you, once you start doing it, you have lent your members to the devil.
That's right.
I don't care
who
or what you are and what you say you love. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're there, you need to repent. If it's in your thoughts, you need to repent. Mm-hmm. Somebody said one day, I'd rather see a sermon and hear a sermon. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
Reverend,
sir.
I'd rather see a sermon and hear a sermon. What I mean by that, I'd rather see somebody walking what he's doing and preaching to somebody kidding about you, because you got a lot of false prophets running around here and bootleg pastors running around here, preachers running around here, and they're not doing God's word. God's going to tell them one day. This might not mean for nobody on this radio or this platform right now. God's going to tell you one day. You might be that ambassador. He's going to say, what did you do with my wife?
Because
this is his bride. We ain't doing this. It's his bride. How did you get in the way of the groom? You just, some of us, we ain't nothing but what? Huh? Someone made an honor. You know, come on here. Talk to me a little bit. Some of us in the groom the cabinet, you know what I'm talking about? But some of us in the skipping the line think we the what? The groom. But he's coming back for a church, his bride. And he's going to tell us, just like you told him what to do, it's going to be too late once you get to heaven. Now, I ain't trying to go that scripture. I want us to get that in, because it's the same thing about how you're dealing with this Lazarus and the rich man. You know what I'm talking about? He want all kind of gifts. He want everything, but he wanted it at the wrong time. You know, somebody tell me this, being absent out of the body is present with the Lord. Two things happen. I've seen one with the hell and one with the heaven. So who was absent?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, I'll tell you, people think you can. That man said, that the book just said, if your brother, if you come to me, and this is a hard saying too, to somebody that's weak in the faith. I heard people been in the word long enough say, "I'm a man." What that pose of me? who you talking to when you say that, dude? That's a spirit, man. If you've been changed, you've been delivered, that old man should never rise up like that. If it is, get close to somebody can cultivate that spirit out of you. Because once you've been changed, you shouldn't desire that old body no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm. Reverend, you come to me seven times. That's what he says. Seven times seven. And you know, if you sit there and count that many times, and you look at here, Reverend, you have a problem. But then he did. Because he asked Jesus for more faith. And Jesus gave him a prayer about if you just trust in him and have faith that you can move a sycamore tree with that mustard seed. That's what we at. That's what we at today. So I'm telling you, I want to add that in there, Red, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
That's it.
A lot of believers are going to bust hell wide open because they don't want to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hold everybody else to something. But when it comes down to them, they don't want to forgive nobody. So we thank God for your record, man, that he gave you, man. We thank God for
the Holy
Spirit. We believe in that, and this don't even have to work nowhere else. But we believe you have to practice what you teach and preach.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be the light.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be the example.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Come on with that.
Hey, Rhea. Ephesians 4:31, it said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Ephesians 4:31.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Ephesians 4:31-32.
That's some good fruit there.
Yeah, that's good fruit.
Yeah, forgiveness is a hard thing when you outside about it. I'm telling you, somebody that's hard, they really outside. They really struggling. One foot in, one foot out, or all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
But once you got the love of Christ, you know what Jesus said to us one day, brother? He said that he told them they did a horrible thing, they thought, when they nailed them to the cross. And while on the cross, dying, he told his Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If he could do that, and somebody said some words, even put body harm threats to you and all this here. Trust me, one thing about the body harm thing, don't worry about the man can take just the body. Worry about the one that can take the body and the soul. Because I believe you, God going to protect you. If you see something, he'll give you enough wisdom to walk away. He'll give you enough wisdom to walk. You ain't no coward. Don't let anybody even think that you're a coward because you walk away. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to talk about what you can do. You know what I mean? But I find, boy, you keep bumping that road, what you can do and all that, one day you're going to meet your maker. You're going to meet somebody tougher than you. You're going to meet him one day. And you're going to say, did you bring your lunch? Did you bring your lunch? You know, because it's going to be an all-day job, You know what I mean? So,
yes, sir.
And that's what God does. He's trying to break them stony hearts up. I thank you, Reverend, for that message, man. I hate to give you this. I was looking at that, man. I remember we read over it a while back, some years ago, man. And I know it's always been in our ministry that forgiveness has to play a part. You know, forgiveness has to play a part. And I'm gonna tell you something, man, Reverend. Oh, Lord, help me with this. We better be careful who we get our information from. We better be careful, man. They'll have you sinning, man. They'll have you say, "Oh, well, Eric is all right." He's a renowned guy, you know. You better watch that stuff, man. You better watch that real closely. Yeah. But hey, man, love your brother, and you can't do nothing about it.
Hey, man, look,
great job.
Hey, good luck. Love you as well, man. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. We thank for God blessing us.
You know, we ain't the only one on here, Rev. Just was saying that. You know, we just talk more. Look like.
I'm gonna show you
why we ain't done one. You know, our sister just sent us some, and it says, if you don't mind, I'm gonna read it. It said, "It's beautiful."
Yes, sir.
It's beautiful. That's what the title of it, right? It said, and it's a healthy heart beat with love for Jesus. A healthy heart beat love for Jesus. I understand that. It said, nothing I can give you, Father, that can repay you for your sacrifice. But I want to give you what you would think is beautiful. I give you my heart today.
Mm.
And thankfulness for your love. Can't give him nothing, cash, no, nothing like that can stop. But I give you my heart. That's
yes,
it.
Sir.
And every believer, that's it, sis. Give him your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
When you give him your heart, everything else will fall in place. It's beautiful to know that when you said, my friend said, Lord, created me a new heart, new spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah,
I thank him for that.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I
thank
him for how he did it. Surprised by grace. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectation. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectation. Surprised by grace. That's why we try to say never put God in the box. You know, we try to make that thing. We can come back tomorrow, probably get some more out there, though. Why the rich man didn't go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Probably find some more out there,
man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
We don't let it God. We just sit back, sister. Our name, Mother, thank you for this word. We sit back and really let him use us like he used you to bring the word. But I see this one. You found this in 2016, and it's 2021.
Thank the Lord.
I thank God for you, what he's doing for you. And I ask him to keep in him coming here is our prayer. That we love you and we thank you for all the words you've been sitting out, you know. Brother Joe, did you hear the one, bud?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now,
how you brothers doing this morning? First, I just want to give God thanks for his grace and mercy, because without that, I'll be nothing. And then for waking me up this morning. But Reverend Henry, great lesson this morning. I love
praise
you, my
God,
brothers. I'm praying with y'all and for y'all.
Praise the Lord.
So keep
thank
me
God
in your prayers.
Your prayer.
I'm out.
Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your prayer.
You kind of stepping out here a couple of days in a row now. You all right?
God bless you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
That's what we do. We always enough for anybody to express them. You know, when she always show us love. But another, when he came, he does it. Like Joey, you know, Reverend does it. You know, Brother Darrell, he does it when he can. You know, it's always open for prayer. It's always open for people to come in and express their love for God. You know, we don't isolate just Reverend and I, you know, but anybody come on, you know, you can hit the one button. We want to make sure. I know, man. You know, we probably different than most. You know, talking about some of the stuff we probably think it sound more fictitious. You know, it don't sound like it's real, but we really believe in what we're saying. That God is a real God. He does for
yes,
a miraculous thing. Did you have to have a spiritual mind to understand what's going on? We don't teach the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We teach come out that world. Amen?
Yes, sir.
We don't teach you to stay
thank
in that
you,
world. We teach you to resist you. If you got that old man still with you, we ask God to deliver you from that and quit talking about you got him with you. You haven't, because the day, watch this now, the day you got baptized, Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the spirit, too. The day you got baptized in the water and the spirit, watch this now, that old man was dead. He don't rise back up. He's dead.
Mm-hmm. So that's that, man.
What you do when you start picking up spirits, when you hang around people, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't saying you can't never go around. Don't never get this on. But when you there and them spirits transfer into you, cussing, biting, stealing, and I mean, these spirits, say you're a believer. I mean, trust me, man. We've been, you've been here a lot with us. That stuff, it should convict you to not to do the things like that anymore. Because you didn't hear it too much. You didn't felt the spirit of God if you've been over here. I know you have. You know what I'm saying? So I ask you to resist whatever caused you to sin and hold on to God's hand, my brothers and sisters. We thank you for the lesson, Reverend. We thank everybody for coming out. We say this with love, too. If you want to say something, hit the one button. If you want prayer, hit one button. If you just want to wave your hands and I thank God for another day, just, you know, hit the one button. If you got a question, if we can't answer, we'll pray about it and get to you tomorrow, later on or something, you know. Give us a time.
Give something that I just thought about, and Lord just put on my heart. It's a blessing for someone to call in and say, I'm praying for you, brother. That is such a blessing. You know, I just want to stop and acknowledge that it's a blessing for someone to, you know, because we heard so much negative, but someone just to encourage the preacher. The teacher, you know, the brother, you know, someone to enter. That's what God loves, you know, us showing love to one another. I just want to thank God for that. And, you know, it's a blessing for someone to call in. I'm praying, you know, I'm thinking about you, brother. You know, God shows us favor when we love each other. You know, a chastisement that might have been put upon you, but because you decided to show some love, God will allow that love to hide that multitude of fault that will save you from being tempted or either tribulation that might have been put upon you, but because you showed love and wanted to pray for someone. So I just want to, man, that's such a blessing. I want to thank God for that. It's a blessing when someone says, "Hey, I'm praying for you," and genuinely mean it. Because when it's said with genuineness, it's felt that way. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Nobody hit the one button, Reverend. So. We don't keep on pushing, you know. It ain't
okay.
That. It ain't like we ain't tried, you know. But just thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for everything, man. You know, you did a great job, man, always, man, you know.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Can you bless us with a prayer, then we can, if it be his will, you know.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Unto him that is able, keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Thank you. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now. Hallelujah. Father, bless us to get it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless us not to carry, Father God, on the things that are of you, Father God. Bless us to get in a hurry about your business, even forgiving one another. That we realize that's your business, Father God, for as you forgave us for Christ's sake, you forgave us. You forgave us because of what Christ did for us. So we thank you, Father God. Thank you for Christ, Jesus. Thank you, God, for bless us. Oh, Father God, make our hearts tender. Make our hearts tender, Father God, that we would forgive, that we would show love, that we might see you a little better. See ourselves even a little better and see what we need to get right. Oh, Father God, before you call our name one last time. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, before you speak and man lay down and die, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, help us to, oh, Father, bless us to be a better example that we may continue to show your light, your goodness, your mercy, that we may bring others in for you, for your glory, for your manifestation. We thank you. We love you. Oh, Father, we ask forgiveness even for our sins, all our sins, known and unknown, transgressions that we have. Oh, Father, we are for our debtors and our debtors, Father God. We want to be all that you would have us to be. So keep on blessing us. Keep on talking to us. Keep on leading us. Keep on guiding us, Father God. Bless us to be humble that we hear your voice in the name of Jesus.
Yellow.
We thank you, Father God, for all the listeners. Thank you for all the encouragement. Thank you for all those that would pray, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for those that would stand on your word and in faith teach, Father God, and allow you to lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Thank you, Father God, for acceptable hearts. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God, for you allowing us this great opportunity. I keep saying a great opportunity to come and reason in your word, Father God, that we won't be like the rich man, Father God, so and fix this guff by his own choosing, Father God. But bless us to continue to turn to you and continue to listen to you, Father God. We want to tell you that we do love you. We pray for those that are yet traveling, Father God. Oh, Father God,
yes.
Bless them on these highways and byways. Even, Father God, that's traveling with you, that's traveling in a spiritual walk with you, pray for traveling grace, Father God, that we may stay close by you, Father God, that we may hear your voice. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that we may commune with the Holy Spirit, Father. We want to thank you, Father God. We pray for those that are yet in bereavement, Father God, those that have lost loved ones, that you continue to keep them, Father God. Bless them. Give them strength. Even, oh, Father God, even if they do shed tears, oh, Father God, but oh, be to them what only you can be, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Others might not understand their hurt, Father God, but you know their hurt. You know their sorrow. You know their grief. Oh, Father God, we ask blessing. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. Touch whom you will. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I want to tell you that we do love you. We do love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for this day, this prayer. We thank you for this hour. Oh, we thank you for this time you allowed it unto us. Bless us not to abuse your grace or your mercy. Your grace, we need your grace, Father God, and your mercy to be what we need to be, Father God, what we need to be for you, Father God, what we need to be for our families, what we need to be for this world, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we ask to continue. Blessings. So render this prayer to you. We want blessings, Father. Help us, Father God. We know we deserve justice, but have mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, Father God, have mercy.
Yeah,
oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus' name. Jesus' name we do pray, Father. Amen.
Praise God, bro.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the fourth chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace, be still." The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors, the waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? "Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high." Oh, yes. "The sky is all shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that we perish. Oh, how care? How can I lie asleep? Oh, whoa. When it seemed like each moment so madly threatening." Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave. Oh, indeed. Lord. Get up, Jesus.
The rest. talking about that power.